Yeah. Don't know that much about that. I've seen one where you take and mash your foot and you just go around and around. Yeah, I've seen that.
Grind rock? Mm-hmm. Grindstone?
Grind rock.
Okay. And the vehicle that you drive around in, you just call that a
car.
Okay. What about if your wife was going to make a cake, you'd say that she would do what to the pan so that it wouldn't stick?
Grease.
Okay. And the past tense of that, you'd say yesterday she... Or 2 hours ago, she what?
Greased.
Okay. And she gets that stuff all over her hands. Her hands are real
greasy.
Yeah. Okay. Let me know whenever you got it.
What time is it?
It's 1:32.
Okay.
Keep going?
Keep on.
Okay. Say if you took your car into the service station, you might ask the man to look up under the hood and check the
oil.
All right. And this is a fuel that people burned in lamps before they had electricity.
Kerosene.
Any other name for it?
Coal oil?
No.
All I heard could have been, but all I remember is kerosene.
You know what? Do you have a name for a makeshift lamp or a temporary lamp you might make out of a bottle and some kerosene and a rag for a
week? Monotail cocktail.
I think that's for some other purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. You know the word flambeau? Okay. And inside the tire, the part that inflates, you call that the
attitude.
Okay. This is a verb I'm looking for. If you got a boat and you're putting it in the water, you know the process of putting the boat...
Launching.
Yeah, sure. Well, what types of boats would people use around here if they were going fishing on a pond or a lake?
What kind of boat?
Yeah, like, you know, the kind of, you might use oars on or...
Canoe line. We was talking canoe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would people around here use the word rowboat?
Mm-hmm.
So they might say...
Rowboat.
Yeah, okay. You ever heard of a John boat?
Mm-hmm.
Or a bateau?
Mm-hmm. No.
All right, if your wife's going to make herself a dress, she might take a little square piece of cloth with her, you know, to match the material?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
Sample.
Okay, and this is an adjective I'm looking for. If she's looking at dresses in the window, she might, if she sees one she likes, she might say, well, my goodness, that sure is a...
Beautiful.
Or, in other words, she might use, begins with a P.
Pretty?
Yeah, and comparative of that, she might say, well, this one's pretty, but this one's even...
Beautiful.
A form of the type of pretty.
Beautiful. Passing of beautiful?
No, the past of pretty. This one's pretty, but this one's even... I'm looking for some form of pretty that you would use.
Lovely?
No, some form of the same word pretty, but stick it in this house. This dress is pretty, but this one's even blank. What form of pretty would you use there? This one's even...
More?
Would you say more pretty or pretty?
Uh-huh. More pretty.
Okay. Alright, this is something that you wear around your waist when you're working in the kitchen.
An apron.
Alright, this thing right here is a...
Pencil.
And if it's got ink, it's a...
Ink pen.
Okay. And you would say a dime is worth what in terms of cents?
What, 10 pennies?
Okay, but if you said cents instead, you'd say it's worth...